Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. So at Eclipse, John, I did not expect to see you here. I was actually kind of, I had to double check.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it. But like I said, I'm taking next week off. So I said, I better not take another day off here in the middle of nothing. So, yeah. But I saw the lunar eclipse, the total lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I noticed, man.
We had our playlist. We had everything.
I very much noticed.
What are you going to do for
all
the
of that? Nothing. I don't care.
You should take your baby out.
I don't care.
Tell her she was there. And that way in 44 years when she catches the next one, she said, my daddy took me out. That's a great story. Hey,
in about 6 years, she going to be wanting to do something like that.
Yeah.
You won't have to take her.
Think that's about good. That.
She's like, six.
You're in your rocking chair.
60s. I mean,
you're in your rocking
hopefully
chair.
Hopefully she'll grow out of it eventually.
She's 44 years old. And she's like, I'm going to go to the total solar eclipse because my daddy took me out 44 years ago. Dude, it's a great story. You got to do it. Take her out to the balcony. Take her out to the backyard.
I'm good on that. I'm okay. That's a no for me, dog. Big sports weekend. So you had the women's Final Four. And then you had the women's championship. Then you had the men's Final Four. You had some interesting activity involving the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Some really interesting. Like CJ, if you thought CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs were going to blow up on each other, it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's already happened. It might not be what you think, but it is definitely already happened. Those two are already kind of going at each other. We'll hear that at 10:20. Man, I didn't know this is where
going at each other.
I thought it was
going
to take a little bit of time.
It's already
he's already yelling at him, man.
Live wire
already yelling back and forth.
Yeah.
So there we go. And then we had yesterday the big news where you're trying to run the best coach in town out of town.
No, I am not.
The Kentucky Wildcats. John Calipari decides to go to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And John Lopez is trying to get Kelvin Sampson to Arkansas sooner rather than later.
I am not. I merely said, what's up, Kelvin Sampson?
Can you see Figgy in there?
Yeah.
Like, where is he?
Well, not this way. I can see him better off the glass than turning around.
What is going
Let
on?
Let me cut
there?
The light on, man.
I mean, my God, looks like he's trying to like protect his identity. Goodness like, gracious.
He's a witness.
What is with these people, man?
There we go.
There you go. Thank you,
hey,
man.
So Ben had the light now.
Okay.
I usually come in, I wait to get settled in, and I cut the light on.
Goodness gracious,
mm-hmm.
man.
I mean, my God. I didn't want to come in and sitting brighten the light while he's still working.
I feel like I'm looking at the eclipse without glasses.
I hear him, but I can't see.
Golly. Sitting there saying something. Where is that coming from?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't want Kelvin Sampson to leave.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do not.
You're trying to get him to Kentucky.
I do not.
Why does his name not come up, though? Is that not interesting?
He's a 9-1 favorite. He's fifth favorite.
Okay, in Vegas, yeah. But I see all these lists, and I've seen like 15 names, and I haven't heard the name Kelvin Sampson.
No, I got the odds first thing this morning, and he's 9-1, which is pretty decent odds. All I'm saying is, you know they're going to have to kick the tires on everybody. That includes Kelvin Sampson, all the big names. All the big names are going to be part of it. I have a little bit of a theory on Kentucky basketball, though.
Okay.
I don't think it's as good a job as it used to be. I don't think it's close to as good a job as it used to be.
That's cool. I won't push back on that. I don't know. I mean, sure.
They're NIL. They're like 46th in the country in NIL money.
Yeah, it is kind of weird when coach leaves Kentucky for Arkansas.
You know what?
I mean, no offense, Clint, but
No, you're right. But that's
talking about Arkansas.
Everybody's saying it's that's Sam Walton money. It's that Walton money. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be involved, but it was the Tyson chicken guy. It was the Tyson Foods guy. He and Calipari are tight. Like, they've talked about it in the past.
Good nuggets, man.
It's the nuggets.
Good nuggets,
it's
good tenders.
It's the Tyson chicken guy that brought him over.
Good nuggies, good tenders.
Mm-hmm,
shout out to Tyson chicken.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, big, big fan. You got it. The problem with Tyson, though, the biggest issue with Tyson is you got to put the oven up 25, 30 degrees.
I don't know.
It comes out a little soft. Comes out a little soft.
I mean, I bought the whole Tyson chickens, the raw ones, the fresh ones, but I can't remember the last time I did the Tyson nuggets in the oven.
Yeah, you got to figure it out. You got to up it.
You're going to be a nugget king now that your little baby's going to start growing.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kids love nuggets.
She had a day yesterday.
What'd she do?
She's just really loud, man. Screaming a lot, trying to talk. Little concerned. Wife wants to take her to Hawaii.
Oh, good.
At the start of the month. I'm worried about her on a plane.
Why?
Because everybody's like so negative when there's a crying baby on the plane.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I've seen instances where people are disappointed by it, and I used to kind of roll my eyes at it. It didn't like make me upset, but
I think the exact opposite is true these days. I think couples with babies or a person with a baby gets more sympathy on an airplane.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
People will put up with it. I mean, unless it's like a toddler. So I'm talking about babies.
Yeah, I was about to say, it depends what age,
man. What age are you not a toddler?
Like, I think toddler starts at about 18 months, but that's still pretty good because they're little. Once you get to two.
If they're about 4 years old, man, and they whining.
Yeah, that's different.
Like, all right, man.
Yeah, you can control that. Anywhere from 2.5 to 4, that's on the parents and everybody on the plane hates you.
Okay.
But younger, you're going to be fine. You're going to get sympathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to make
sure. You
should
go, man. I'm going to Costa Rica next week.
What do you mean I should go? Of course I'm going.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to cancel the trip?
No, I'm saying you should take her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Hawaii next month, man. Post draft.
Nice. See, I'm going pre-draft. We planned this well.
Post and pre.
Yeah.
Rotate. Who's in next week?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make some requests.
Let's see. Monday is... No, it's not. but yeah, it's bucket list time for me, man. It didn't really get real till today because we're leaving Saturday morning. But as many places as I've fished... I mean, not to like humble brag or whatever, but I've fished all over. Like everywhere I've gone, I've fished. I've never caught a billfish. In other words, a sailfish or a marlin. So that's the goal. Sailfish or marlin when I get to Costa Rica next week. That's going to be badass if I do.
You ain't going to catch nothing and you ain't going to reel it in. All you're going to do is sit there with the picture.
Hell no.
You ain't going to reel it. You're going to sit there with the picture. You're just going to do it for the gram.
No.
You're not even a fisherman anymore, John.
What are you talking about? What world are you living in?
You're a marketer. You're not even fishing. You're not out there
I
in the sticks.
I fish every week just about.
Yeah, you're not even doing your own line. I heard you ask Scott to, last time you lost a hook, you asked Scott to tie the hook for you. Who would win a hook tying contest between you and Captain Scott Knoll?
Oh, that's a good bet. I'm pretty quick. But we had a conversation about a casting contest, which you saw me throw a lure into a trash can from 50 yards. I don't know if I would win against those guys. Captain Scott, Captain Dean, they're really good. But I'd be close. I'd be in the hunt. I'd be close. Marlin or sailfish? That's the goal.
I think they'd both whoop your ass.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't whoop my ass.
But they'd win.
It would be close. I might win.
But they would win.
I might win.
You ain't beating Scott Knoll.
I might.
Scott Knoll could probably do it with his teeth.
I'm in the same category as him. In terms of casting and tying knots. And
as far as just toughness.
Toughness? What? What are you talking about?
I mean, like country tough. Scott Knoll's country tough.
Country tough is Captain Dean.
Yeah, Captain Dean too. But
yeah.
Scott Knoll too.
Yeah. They're
bit by a damn snake 3 times.
He's building his own house by hand.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Oh.
That's a tough dude.
Might be taking it too far. You got to look out for him. What are you sipping on?
Cold brew. I do it every day.
Okay.
Yeah, every day in my little Stanley cup.
You fill that whole thing up?
No, just about right there. Just about halfway, yeah.
Otherwise, just making sure. That's a lot.
Otherwise, I'd be wired.
Or puking.
Or puking. So I need your vibes, Loopholes. Billfish. Sailfish, marlin next week. It's got to happen.
713-572-416. Give Lopez the vibes.
I need the vibes.
So who are you going with?
Captain Dean and his wife.
Yeah. And Jan. So y'all are doing a double date vacation?
Yeah, man. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, man. Double date vacay, huh?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
So y'all going to be together the whole time?
Well, I'm sure we'll go our own way occasionally, but yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of
Are you down on couples vacations?
No, I'm not. I'm not down on them. I don't know.
What's wrong with if you're tight with the people?
I don't know.
See, it's very key who you go with, and Dean and Carrie are they're awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you are just fishing anyways.
Well, no, we're doing everything.
If it weren't a fishing trip, would you take him?
Yeah.
Yeah, hesitated.
No, because
he hesitated. You see that?
Because they've been there like 5 times. This is my first trip, so dang straight. And they're cool.
Okay, so if it were just a go out, you would take him.
We're only going out like
fishing y'all's bond.
We're going to be there like 7 nights. We're only going out like 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
The rest is just going to be vacay, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you would.
Yeah, I would. Okay. I would.
All right, there you go. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. With you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Astros, they're looking for the I've told you how I'm judging the Astros. I have a new mindset. You guys can roll your eyes. You can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. This is how I watch the Astros now. One series at a time.
Okay.
One series at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're 1-1 in series.
Being a good teammate.
They have a chance to tie it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they beat the Rangers tonight, they can go 1-1-1.
Just focus on what you can control.
One series at a time, baby. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it one game at a time. One series at a time. 1-1. Let's get that split out there at Globe Life Field.
By the way, you made a very grammatical error, a usage error in your rundown today.
Well, it's not an essay. It's not a column. What do you mean?
Well, but you said today is the rubber game.
Yeah,
it's not.
What do you mean?
The rubber game breaks a tie.
Yeah. I had it wrong.
Ooh, well, actually, guy.
Yeah, rubber game. But I know it's not the rubber game. I have it in there. It's to look for the tie.
Here's how I watch the Astros, and I'm not proud to say this. I don't feel like they're the same Astros, and I'm more waiting for the other shoe to drop than for something good to happen. Like even last night, I'm watching this game, and Ronel Blanco is just dealing again. By the way, there was no way he was going to get another no-hitter, like 0% chance that he was going to do that because of all the pitches he was throwing. But anyway, like, here comes Montero. And that one is understandable because I didn't trust him last year. And I'm like, oh, God, he's going to spit the bit. Then he doesn't. Then here comes Presley, who was awful the day before and looked like he was just crossing his fingers that he would get outs. Even after the last out, he went like, holy moly, that was, finally, or whatever he said there. And then here comes Hader. And Hader throws so many pitches and gives up such hard contact. Like, I'm watching the Astros.
No, the bullpen, if the bullpen's not elite, then all your optimism for this season, either something else happens that you didn't expect, or then all the hopes that you had are just gone.
Like, the last several years I've watched the Astros, all right, let's see who's going to make it happen. Now, this year, I'm like, oh, who's going to screw
Ryan
up?
Presley's broken. Did you see what he said yesterday after he got a scoreless inning?
It was something like,
effing finally.
Yeah.
His ERA is near 20. Yeah, he appears to be broken. The Astros are in a weird spot.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say this, though. Mm-hmm. I'm witnessing one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen in my life when it comes to fanhood. And I actually called them out about it over there, up 45 at 105.3 The Fan. The official home of the Rangers. This is just dumb. And I cannot understand this. I know sometimes pride gets you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Texas pride can be taken too far. I've lived everywhere in Texas. I wear Texas shirts. I wear hats with Texas logos on it. Yeah. I have more Texas. I'm so glad to be from Texas. Yeah. Like it is the best.
I'm more Texas than anybody.
I am. From the west to the east to the south to the north. All over. I've been all over. But this is Texas pride gone wrong, and this is just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So at Globe Life, or what do they even call it now? AmeriQuest, whatever the hell they call the Rangers Stadium. They have, I will say this, they have some of the best food options in the game, in sports. It's better than the juice box. The food options are better.
Yeah.
I can concede that.
Mm-hmm.
They just opened something this weekend.
Oh,
and I saw people celebrating it and saying, thank you so much. And this has to be the most idiotic, moronic, stupid, financially ridiculous, just dumb things that I've ever seen in my entire life.
You're right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're right.
Figgy, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
All right. They opened a Whataburger at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And there are people taking pictures of this Whataburger and saying, oh, thank God they did this. Oh, my goodness. They opened a Whataburger at the ballpark. And there's like a line. And there's one of these guys, Peyton, who hosts the morning show with Sean and RJ. He's sitting there saying, thank God I can get. That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. First of all, just the burgers that they make, just get those. They're nice, fresh, on-the-grill burgers with fries and all that stuff. You can literally get a Whataburger on every corner. I can name you three Whataburgers within a two-mile vicinity of that ballpark. Oh, by the way, they're cheaper, and that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me you're going to the ballpark. Oh, by the way, 24/7. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it closing. You can get it 24/7. You can get it cheaper. If you go to a ballpark and you get Whataburger, you in Texas, you're one of the biggest idiots in the world. That is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my entire life. If anything, just go to Whataburger before. It's going to taste better. It's going to be cheaper. There are all types of options. You could go get anything you want. There is elite ballpark food anywhere. If you go to the ballpark and you get Whataburger, you're one of the biggest dumbasses in the world. That is so dumb. I can't even fathom it. Seriously, John.
No, you're right.
It's everywhere.
That's kind of like, to me, that's kind of like when you go out of town and somebody want to get McDonald's. It's like, why are you trying to get McDonald's? Let's get something that you could get.
Yeah.
But at least it costs the same. And at least sometimes it's just the easiest thing. This is literally going to a ballpark. You're surrounded by elite options, like everything you can think of. Yeah. It's like going to a fair and you're getting Whataburger, which, oh, by the way, like, Trill Burgers is one thing, because Trill Burgers, there's one location.
It's only
it's
one.
Packed. Yeah, it's hard to get. Okay, let's go get a Trill Burger.
Yeah.
Whataburger, if NRG opened Whataburger and people were like, thank God. Okay, I can think of, there's one right there.
You can see it.
There's two.
Yeah.
There's three. There's four. There's five. We can go all the way here to the loop. There's six. Oh, right there towards Westheimer, there's another one. There's seven.
Yeah.
You're excited that Whataburger's at the ballpark? What is it, crack? It's not crack.
It's not.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The thing that you said.
Dumbest thing I've ever
the
seen.
The thing that you said that's most interesting is like the regular burgers would,
they're awesome.
Would beat a Whataburger.
Yes. They're on the grill. They're thick.
Yeah, Whataburger's supposed to be like quick, good, reliable.
It's a fast food.
Yeah, quick, good, reliable. That kind of thing.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Why don't they just open an HEB so people can get their grocery shopping done at the game?
Or put a McDonald's in there and then.
They're walking out of the game with three or four plastic bags.
Put the Burger King
in there. Brother, this is the thing. All right, so I think I gave Figgy's wife a hard time because we went to the game, the Astros game, and she went and got Pluckers.
Yeah.
Brother, there's only three that you can go to. You have to go inside. You have to sit down. A lot of times Pluckers are lines. So I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Shake Shack, same thing. There's a few. A lot of times it's a pain in the ass.
Heck, El Tiempo.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, El Tiempo, you're getting margaritas.
Yeah.
And you're getting nachos and you're getting it quick. You're not having to go
and
in.
And that's top-notch stuff, though.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're going to Whataburger. You're probably paying like $16 for a number one, number two, whatever. And you can literally get it on the corner everywhere 24/7. That's just idiotic.
You can get it on the way home.
Yeah. That's just really stupid.
Yes.
Just really stupid.
I saw that and I was like, I saw the line. The line is what got me. I'm like,
it's unbelievable.
Come on, man.
It's unbelievable.
Come on, man.
It's insane. I cannot believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Astros looking to tie up the Rangers today. So we'll see how that goes down. It's amazing.
I'd rather get what's in the ballpark that I can't get outside of
yes.
the ballpark.
There's no situation. Like, it's not like, and a lot of people take trips to the yard, like at the Astros game or at the Rangers game, and you're coming from like a small town. Whataburger's there too. There's four of them. It's not like, oh, I'm from Angleton, so I can't get any water. No, you damn sure can. There's
anywhere.
Eight of them.
Pretty much anywhere.
There's eight of them right there, 24/7 for you as well. It's not even like it's all over. It's everywhere.
We're coming from San Antonio. What should we get at the game? I don't know. Whataburger?
Just imagine sitting at the game eating
brother,
some Whataburger,
and
man.
You're sitting
in the
there
seats.
With like gourmet hot dogs, gourmet burgers, like all the all
you
the
could
crazy
get some barbecue, man. Get some brisket or something,
like,
man.
You know, at the beginning of the year when they always show like the released foods.
Yeah.
Whataburger number one. Stupid. It's absolutely silly. Coming up, CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs. They're already yelling at each other. It's already happening. You'll hear what it sounded like. And also, there's a narrative about this Diggs trade that I think needs to be set straight. We'll discuss next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Well, C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs already yelling at each other. We feared it. It's happening. But it's C.J. doing the yelling.
C.J., man.
They were on the field this week.
Yep. He's a cancer.
C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, John Mechie, a guy named Sketch.
Sketch. God, I love that guy.
He's a streamer. Yeah. Interesting dude. Kind of chubby. Wears glasses. Stephon Diggs was playing all-time quarterback. Mm-hmm. CJ was running routes on Tank Dell. By the way, Tank moving around.
Moving around pretty well.
And this was CJ Stroud. This is before he goes out for a route. I guess Stephon Diggs had thrown him a bad pass. Mm-hmm. This is CJ Stroud with Tank Dell covering him, yelling at Stephon Diggs.
He get locked up. He's playing everybody right here.
Bro, so everything not here?
No, I got you. I'm
bro, I just did it. Everything not here, my
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, for real though.
Strife. We have strife now. We don't. This was actually very cool. I watched these videos probably far too many times than I should have, especially the ones with Sketch, but that's a different story. Don't you feel like this was just like, hey, guys, let's go hang out? And they were just kind of hanging out. It wasn't like anything. They were like in like regular shorts, and they didn't have they weren't like taped up or anything. They were just messing around. It was really cool. It was very cool.
Well, I think it's funny how competitive CJ is.
Oh, of course.
Like this was, I mean, this obviously it's when you have someone and the Sketch guy, I think has like millions of followers. He's like a big, big streamer.
Squints.
Yeah. A lot of times you have the, it's obviously going to be on the gram, and there's obviously going to be a lot of attention and stuff. But CJ was just out there acting like a middle school kid outside playing street football and being competitive. I mean, he was really trying to take it to Tank, and he was really upset with Diggs with the way he was throwing the rock.
It reminded me of, remember when he was talking trash about the pickup basketball? He's just competitive. You know, the celebrity game? Like, who was he talking trash
Micah
with?
Micah Parsons.
That's right, Parsons. It reminded me of that. He was just like messing around, having a good time. It was cool. Like they weren't. I'm looking at it again right now. They were just kind of hanging out. They weren't in any football stuff in football.
I mean, they had their gloves.
They had the gloves.
They had the gloves and cleats.
Yeah, they had the gloves.
They were out there doing it. Mm-hmm. They were doing their thing. And CJ shot. Stephon Diggs was already out there. Kind of just seemed like one of the dudes. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs been putting up a lot of Instagram videos with Texans helmet on and all that. But they were out there. They were yelling, and you had some chemistry building, I guess, with Stephon Diggs. Ross Tucker, and I think this is a narrative that needs to be set with the Stephon Diggs trade, because of all the ways to evaluate this trade, I think there's one that is getting a little bit lost in the actual context in which the Diggs trade was made. Here was Ross Tucker talking about the Stephon Diggs trade.
Don't like the trade for Stephon Diggs as much for the Houston Texans after this contract adjustment. First of all, you trade a second-round pick for only 1 year of Diggs services. You can't get a comp pick because you shortened the contract. And you give him a $3.5 million raise for that same 1 year that you didn't even have to do? They say they're doing it because they want him to be supremely motivated, I believe, to perform very well. What about the opposite? What if Nico Collins is getting the ball a lot? What if they're giving the ball to Tank Dell a lot? I feel like this could really go either way with Stephon Diggs in Houston. And a second-round pick for 1 year, it's a little bit much.
There's a lot wrong in that. All due respect, I love Ross Tucker. We've had him on the show. He's been on the station a lot. But there's a lot wrong with that. First of all, the draft compensation, this is one of your big bullet points, so to speak. It's a second round pick. It's you're still going to have your picks. That's number one. But the second thing, the whole what if, that's a good thing. Like, what if Nico all of a sudden gets a lot more catches and Tank gets a lot more catches? Do you think Stephon Diggs is not having any impact on that?
Well, here's the thing for me. He's talking about the trade and it's a lot of compensation. Mm-hmm. I don't look at this as just a second round pick that you traded that could be top 50. And I think that's an unfair, it's an illogical way to look at it, because mm-hmm. I look at the draft compensation that you sent for Stephon Diggs as kind of a home loan.
Yeah.
And you take out a home loan to buy a home. Now, if you go back in hindsight and you say, well, you could have used that money to do this, maybe so. But the whole reason that you went and took out that loan was because you liked that home. If the home ends up being bad, then maybe you just shouldn't have taken out the loan at all. But the reason that the Texans made that trade with the Vikings, remember when they made the trade with the Vikings? They're like, what are they doing? What are they thinking? Mm-hmm. What are they thinking? Mm-hmm. They trade their first for 2 seconds, so they trade back 19 and they get the extra second round pick.
Right.
With that extra second round pick, they send it to Buffalo for Stephon Diggs. So the only reason they made that trade and the only reason they had that extra second round pick was to get Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
If you want to evaluate this trade and you want to say what coulda, woulda, shoulda happened, and that's how trades are evaluated, I think you have to look at what could they have gotten at 22. Because once they missed out on Keenan Allen, and then the very next day they made that trade with the Vikings to get that extra second round pick to get Diggs, that was the whole point of making that trade. Because if not, they just wouldn't have made the trade. So if you're gonna look at what coulda, woulda, shoulda, I wouldn't look at the second round pick. I would look at what they could have gotten at 22,
23, right? And I think
23, yes,
yeah. But the other thing is, it's an unknown at 23. Like maybe this guy, our projections, what we're seeing, who we like, and all that. You got a sure thing on Stephon Diggs. And you've already planned for that in terms of draft picks, what you just said.
Yeah, so that's the way that I think it needs to be,
by the way,
looked at, is that it was kind of a house loan.
In about a half hour, I'm going to tell you that this trade cannot go bad. Why this cannot go bad.
So you have a guarantee, or is this just scenarios?
I think there's three scenarios, and I don't see where any of the three are really that bad. And that on top of what we just talked about, I think there's going to be a reason to say, you know what? There's no real fall off a cliff here. But in terms of this, Diggs' impact, whether it's the receivers or the sure thing that he is, and the other thing that we've talked about multiple times, what's a fall off for him? If he loses 25 catches from last year, it's still 80 catches. You know? So I don't agree with Ross on that one.
The cost is one narrative. There's been a couple of other narratives that I think are interesting with the Diggs thing. I saw a report the other day that he fought with Josh Allen. No kidding. I mean, that's pretty obvious. That's clear as day that mm-hmm. they did not get along. Mm-hmm. He left camp and there was beef. So he fought with Josh Allen. So now we're going to get these reports that they yelled at each other after week one.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. And then the other one was, and this was actually Eric Armstead. We'll hear this at 1:00. He actually confirmed, you know, we talk about them trying to trade for Keenan Allen. They also tried to trade for Eric Armstead. So perhaps Stephon Diggs was plan C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, overall.
Yeah.
Because different positions and all that, but yeah.
But he's already out there with C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. He's already doing his thing. They're yelling at each other, and they're doing their thing with the dude sketch. Coming up next, Lopez is trying to run the best coach in town out of town. Lopez, what are you doing?
Am I?
That's next. We're going to localize it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Kelvin Sampson right now, best coach in town. It's not even close. You have two first-year guys in D'Amico Ryans and M.A. Adoka. And then you have Joe Espada, another first-year guy. Kelvin Sampson has the largest body of work. Some would say he does more with less. And John Lopez is trying to run him out of town. I got to tell you, John, I don't even know why you're putting this out there. But John Calipari goes to Arkansas. And now John Lopez is pushing Kelvin Sampson to Kentucky.
Yeah, I didn't put it out there. Not putting it out there. Commenting on the situation. So I appreciate that. But anyway, Kelvin Sampson has to be either one or two on their list, right? I'm just saying what's going to happen.
I don't think so.
I'm not running him out of town.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't.
Okay, explain that first, and then I'll. I think it's Dan Hurley and Kelvin Sampson.
I think Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan is on the board, by the way. I found those odds. I'll share them with you here in a second.
Or Rick Pitino.
I saw that too. I don't know, man.
I would hire Chris Beard.
See, the problem with Chris Beard, I don't think that's a bad idea, but they went with Billy Gillespie, and that did not go well.
Yeah, but
he's got a lot of Billy Gillespie tendencies.
But he's already been hired, though. He won 20 games last year.
Yeah.
Once you've already got the guinea pig and they've already hired him,
mm-hmm.
That's good. And he also has a body of work of working well with the NIL.
He does. But ask anybody at Kentucky how the Gillespie thing went.
Yeah.
Kind of a live wire tactician. I mean, kind of heavy-handed guy. Maybe he has a little bit of a drinking issue. Maybe. Just saying. Maybe. But he does. Here's the thing with Kelvin Sampson that, and again, not running him out of town, but if I'm a Kentucky fan, I'm thinking about this. They need a culture change. They're not the same Kentucky. I alluded to it in the first segment. They're 36th in NIL money. They're not what they think they are. I liken them to what Nebraska football was. Once upon a time, just an absolute juggernaut. The elite of the elite. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. That's kind of what Kentucky is now. Like, to be honest, there are a number of reasons why Kelvin Sampson shouldn't even consider it. Namely, Tillman Fertitta and the money that they have here. The program is top-notch. They're already established and all that. I'm talking about it from a Kentucky perspective. Like, you can say Dan Hurley, and good choice.
Is Kelvin Sampson made for this? Isn't he made for this U of H type of situation?
Yes.
Yeah, so why would he want to go to Kentucky?
Because that's what Kentucky needs. They need to take a step back and say, we're not royalty anymore. You know, he can recruit at that level and also bring in something that Kentucky's never had. You know, like an actual X's and O's, disciplinarian, defense, different style, elite talent, all that. The only way it happens, and again, I don't think it will happen, but I think that's where Kentucky should be looking.
It's got to be pretty humbling if you're from Kentucky and you think you invented basketball. Which,
it's over.
Let's be honest.
It's over.
Then your coach goes to Arkansas.
Yeah, they're not the same Kentucky.
By the way, who negotiated this Calipari contract?
Mm-hmm.
So he's allowed to talk to other teams as long as he tells you?
Yeah.
And he has a $35 million buyout?
Yeah.
What idiot from Kentucky
negotiated
this?
And they don't have to pay
this?
It now.
Yeah, they don't have to pay it now, which is good, which is probably why they said go ahead. But once he asks, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Hey, can I go talk to Arkansas? Well, yeah, we'll see you later.
And then he comes back. All right, guys, let's get ready for the recruiting drill. Like, once you ask, you're done.
Yeah. Other names on the list. I think it's Hurley and Sampson from a Kentucky spot.
Hurley ain't going.
I don't think so either. I don't think Sampson is, to be honest. Nate Oates has been mentioned.
He just got an extension with Bama.
Yeah, but that, I mean, everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
Patino has been mentioned.
I would do that.
Chris Beard has been mentioned.
I would do Patino. Bring him back.
Bruce Pearl.
How many SEC teams is this guy going to go to?
I know. Jay Wright.
He said he doesn't want to coach.
Here's an interesting one that has been mentioned. If I were a betting man, Scott Drew. Scott Drew. I think it's run its course.
You hate him.
I'm not a big fan of Scott Drew, but I'll respect him enough.
Oh, you're not a big fan?
That's another way of saying what you said. But I think it's run its course at Baylor, and he can recruit those guys at Kentucky. You know, he can get even more five-star over five-star over five-star, and he's had success. And I think Baylor, like I said, it's kind of just run its course there. Scott Drew at Kentucky would probably be the if I had to bet.
No Kelvin Sampson. I don't even think he gets an interview.
I don't know about
He already used him last year for the extension and extra money. Mm-hmm. I don't even think he gets an interview. He used the NBA to flirt. I don't think he's going to push it here.
The one interesting thing about Sampson in Kentucky, and again, let me just reiterate, I don't think he's going, but I think that's where they should target. He's very much into keeping the legacy for his son. Like, his son is going
to... Yeah, he's the coach in waiting.
His son is the coach in waiting. Kentucky would be very, very attractive.
So what does that mean?
For him. Just because of the history and everything. Not to say that Houston doesn't have it, but not like that. So that might be something, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Scott Drew would be probably the best option.
Scott Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
There you go. So we got some drama amidst all the college basketball action. Also got a final tonight. UConn versus Purdue. How about that? Battle that we anticipated.
I'm still mad at Adam Spillane about that. Talking me out of
just
Purdue.
A 6.5-point line, by the way.
Yeah, talking me
UConn
out of
just a 6.5-point line against Purdue.
You lay that all day long, don't you?
Maybe. I don't know.
I would.
It's on TBS at 8:20.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
You watched the women, didn't you?
I watched the fourth quarter.
Okay.
I watched the end of the third and the fourth quarter, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
17 million people watched that thing.
You're talking about, that's Friday night.
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have ESPN.
Yeah.
The men are playing on TBS.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I watched the final yesterday, the end of the third and the start of the fourth.
It was good. It wasn't as good as Friday night, but it was good.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina chicks were hitting threes, just popping them, man. They had a stretch of like 2.5 minutes where they hit three in transition. It wasn't like the the girl has to set and get rid of it. They were popping it, man.
Yeah.
And then they had that they had too much size down low.
They're undefeated.
Yeah, they had too much size down low.
They were undefeated. That's the most amazing accomplishment. To go undefeated and win a national championship in college basketball. Unbelievable.
They grew the game too.
Yeah.
I'm worried about their game though.
How's that?
Because I think there's a bunch of losers who are jealous in women's basketball that they could ruin something that they have going for them right now. I saw all types of clips and stuff of former WNBA players talking crap about Caitlin Clark and trying to take stuff away from her. It reminded me a lot of 2003 when LeBron James was a rookie in
Darius
Cleveland.
Miles, yeah. Smush Parker. Yeah.
Rookie Ricky Davis said they finally got me some help and was acting like LeBron just had to kiss the ring.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Like you ladies, y'all haven't grown the game.
Mm-hmm.
It is a charity case. The only reason the WNBA is on is because the NBA carries it. Y'all haven't carried the game.
Yeah.
So don't ruin a good thing. Just let the girl come in there and hoop, and y'all just hoop with her and don't try to ruin it, because the WNBA is just a cluster.
They should be.
Like, they've absolutely ruined their game for a number of reasons, and now they got someone coming in that everyone appreciates, from Dawn Staley to everyone appreciates, and you got these OG WNBA chicks who've never done a damn thing, who've never grown the game. And they're talking crap about something that could perhaps do what you haven't been able to do, which is elevate your game.
Yep.
Just ball, man.
Yep.
Just hoop. That's all y'all got to do is hoop. Y'all don't have to do the extra stuff. Just hoop. Play ball. People are enjoying watching women's basketball. Don't ruin it. Don't be haters.
They should be kissing her shoes.
Or just playing. Play ball.
They should just be. No, she's going to make them so much money.
Just play ball.
It's not even funny. And, you know, I get your point, and that's true from a WNBA perspective. But they're getting two huge, huge stars. Because Angel Reese is right there with
all of them. Just let them ball, man.
Yeah.
Like, Angel Reese doesn't want your extra crap either. Just let them ball. Let them go out there and play. And people are seeing them. Like, now when you see people from South Carolina play, because you watch this, you're like, oh, I know who she is. I remember her at South Carolina. Yeah, I remember her at UConn.
That's how it works.
I remember her there. Like, these OG WNBA players are just, you're messing stuff up. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Like, these WNBA players, like, y'all just need to hoop, man. Y'all need to hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Just play ball. Y'all be fine. Yeah, this is the best thing to happen to y'all. If y'all bust her ass, but you don't need to do this petty stuff. That's bad business.
No, it isn't. Those two women are going to carry the WNBA for the foreseeable future, and they're going to make them a lot of money.
Maybe she could be like Caron Butler for the Heat.
Caron Butler.
That's what Smush Parker said in that interview.
Oh, okay.
LeBron coming in, he could be like Caron Butler for the Heat.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. It's unbelievable, man. They're going to ruin this already struggling league, and you're gonna ruin it.
She can't come in our game playing like that.
You're not just gonna dominate. Well, I mean, okay. And then I saw the girl. Who was the girl who said, I don't want to say her name. She had like kind of like a raspy voice.
I said what?
And she had like the tall chick by her just like nodding her head. I know who she was.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
But she was like saying, and they just throw around this term generational talent. Throw it around. She has the most points in the history of the game. Like, it's not like she came, that they're just throwing it around about some random. They throw it around.
Yeah, and I'm not.
What? Yeah, like she just came alive during the tournament.
Throw it around. Nobody's throwing anything around.
Hey, and I'm not going
to
pretend.
And Dawn Staley said it too.
And that props, was great. That
props
was great.
To Dawn Staley for giving her credit, because there's all these outside factors in WNBA where they're trying to like divide, like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and divide South Carolina and Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
Man, Just let these girls hoop, man. No, quit trying to use them for your own agendas.
That was great that Dawn Staley did that because it was necessary. And by the way, I'm not going to pretend to be some WNBA talent expert. I can't see Caitlin Clark coming in there and not hooping, man.
And if she doesn't, if she doesn't, just play. Beat her. It's fine. It'll be fine.
You're still going to benefit.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, y'all are some self-destructive mofos in the WNBA. Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Coming up, John Lopez has three Stephon Diggs scenarios and one Stephon Diggs conspiracy. The week after the trade, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.